No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. I am so glad that you could join us for this Thursday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. A couple of days ago, I had Carissa Anderson reach out to me about Gidget Mullins and her two-year-old daughter, Willow. Right now, I have on the line with me Jessica Kelly and Christy Baker, who are friends and co-workers of Gidget Mullins. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Jessica and Christy.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much for having us.
Now, Jessica, we were talking last night about the situation with Willow. She has gone from Huntsville, Alabama, now to St. Jude for treatment for leukemia. She's just 2 years old. They definitely need the support of the community. Tell us about how they found that Willow had leukemia.
Okay. So Willow, she's 2 years old. She was having frequent respiratory infections. Her skin was very pale, easy bruising. She was having a lot of pain under her rib cage, which are all symptoms of leukemia. To put it short, Gidget, of course, was concerned and sent her to the pediatrician. The pediatrician immediately sent her to Women and Children. She is pretty sick right now. Before she was transferred to St. Jude, she had already received 7 units of blood, I believe. Any thoughts, prayers, be greatly, greatly appreciated.
Your background is a nurse, so what do you do there where you work?
Okay, so basically, I work with individuals with intellectual disabilities. So I oversee the nursing part of it. Gidget, she runs several of the houses, the group homes that's part of the business.
And Christy, as you explained, she's a single mom, but she has a family to support her. But right now, a lot of her friends and even neighbors, people that she may not know from the community, are now rallying around to try to help her in this situation.
Oh, they are. And, you know, just when you think that maybe the world is becoming a dark place, you see people rally around someone they don't even know. We have had, you know, we've started a GoFundMe page in order to help Gidget's expenses, you know, and then we've gotten donations from people that we don't even know. And then we've gotten so many messages of, I'm praying for Willow, I'm praying for Gidget, is there anything that I can do, from people that we don't know. And you know, when you see that, it just brings your heart back up to, okay, yes, this is what really people really are. They see a two-year-old, they see a mother, and it doesn't matter that they don't know them. They rally around them. And, you know, Gidget has, if you just knew her, she is completely Southern. And she has passed that along to Willow. Like I was telling you the other day, one of the nurses was in the room, and Willow looked at her and said, "Bye, hon." And I mean, it is the cutest and most adorable thing. But they are such a sweet family. Like Gidget, as a single mom and a woman who, in her career, runs, you know, she oversees three of our group homes for adults who have intellectual disability. That's a very busy job. But she also is the first one to say, hey, you need some help. When it comes holiday time, Gidget will spend days baking and cooking for neighbors, for our clients, for her coworkers, all the while raising this little girl who is amazing. The thought of what they're going through right now just tears my heart apart, because Willow is so very sick right now. We got the news this morning that, you know, they were trying to get her platelets up to a certain level so that they could do a procedure to start her treatment. And her platelets are only half of where they need to be. And they are continuously giving her all this, is it blood and platelets? Jessica. And it's just not there yet. And we need it to be there so she can start her treatment.
When I think about a two-year-old going through this challenge and what Willow is now facing, she doesn't realize. And the journey is a long one. As I even read about, I think through the message that Carissa Anderson sent me, was that we could be looking at a 2.5-year journey of recovery or longer for Willow. She's 2 years old now. The support of people is going to be very important, not just today and tomorrow, but weeks, months, and even years down the road.
Yes, yes.
And that also means that by the time Willow starts kindergarten, she will have endured more than most adults can ever go through. But we know that she can do this. Gidget posted a picture last night, and it was a cancer ribbon, and it had a crown on it, and it said, "Cancer has picked the wrong princess."
Oh. Well, I tell you, the picture that I was sent from Carissa was Willow cooking. And it was the most precious picture.
Yeah, that's what Gidget teaches her already at two. They're baking cookies for people. They're making Thanksgiving dinner for people. And that's what one of those pictures were. They were making cookies for people.
Gidget is a very selfless person, and she's teaching, you know, Willow that. You know, they have a lot of challenging days ahead, you know, ahead of them. And we just ask the community to to pray and just lift her up in their prayers.
I know that at some point Gidget will hear this message. She will hear this show. And I just want her to know, as she listens, to remember that Jessica Kelly, Carissa Anderson, Christy Baker, and so many more are there to support you, Gidget, and they're there to be there for you during this difficult time as you move forward with Willow. And just know that when things get down, when you feel like there is no hope and you don't have any strength left, just know that there are people like Jessica and Gidget and Christy and even myself from the Mark White Show and others who are there to try to help lift you up. And I think that as she hears that message, Jessica and Christy, because there are going to be those times when it's late at night with COVID-19 and the restrictions that are there, you are very alone. You're with your child and it may be dark and it may be Willow's asleep and she's going to get in that moment of darkness where she feels doubt and feels discouraged. She needs to know that there are people here to support her.
Absolutely. And we're very fortunate. We have another coworker, Samantha Camus, who is her best friend. And she is actually headed up there this weekend to take some things that we're sending up there. And, she also works with us, and I'm telling you, here, we're a family here in this office. And I just want Gidget and Willow to know that, you know, they are not out of sight, out of mind. They are constantly on our mind and hearts. And I pray that they will be on the minds and hearts of all your listeners and the community. Because like you were talking about, this is going to be a very long journey. This is not something that, oh, this week, you know, we're praying for Willow and then we're going to forget about her.
Right.
You know, this is a long journey that we want everybody to, you know, support them through the whole journey.
Well, and speaking of your office, Christy and Jessica, I believe that there is a cousin, and he had many of them, a cousin of Bama Zach Green's that works with you guys. And Bama
was me.
Okay. Christy, Bama was a great friend of mine. Of course, we tried to help however we could in his family as he faced COVID. And I do like that connection because I want people to know that there's another loved one of Bama Zach's stepping in like Bama Zach would do. Bama Zach was a guy who would do anything for anybody. He was your buddy. And I loved Bama Zach, and we miss him dearly. But I do want his sisters, Camilla and Priscilla, and his parents to know, hey, here's another relative of Zach stepping up for someone else. And I would say that Zach's legacy continues on through other people like this.
If I could ever be a quarter of the person that Zach was, I promise you I can die a happy woman. I am nowhere near the person that he was, but I do appreciate that, and I hope that people do see him in any good that I do, because he was an amazing man.
Miss him much. If it's okay with you, Christy and Jessica, let me take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to tell people exactly how they can make a difference when it comes to two-year-old Willow and helping her mom, Gidget Mullins. Will you stick with me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Folks, right now we're talking to Jessica Kelly as well as Christy Baker, who is a cousin to Bama Zach Green. They are in the Limestone County area, and they are now extending themselves into Memphis, Tennessee to help one of their coworkers, Gidget Mullins, whose daughter, Willow, has now been diagnosed with leukemia. She's being treated at St. Jude, and I want you to know how you can help. Thanks to Carissa Anderson, and she's not on the line with us, but she sent me a message, and she told me about the situation. And, of course, the Mark White Show is here to recognize difference makers and share those stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. I want you to know right now, as you're sitting or standing wherever you are, that you can make a difference in the life of Willow, that you can make a difference in the life of Gidget Mullins, and you can reach out and extend yourself from wherever you are to that hospital, St. Jude in Memphis, Tennessee, and help this family. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Now's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, X-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive in South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. I'd get on second base. Won't you dad to watch him play?
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. This is a Thursday edition of The Mark White Show. A couple of days ago, Carissa Anderson reached out to me through Facebook Messenger, and I appreciate people who do this. She told me about two-year-old Willow and what she's facing with her leukemia battle. She was actually at the time less than an hour away from St. Jude in Memphis, Tennessee, as her and her mom, Gidget Mullins, traveled from Huntsville, Alabama to Memphis for her treatment. Now imagine this, a two-year-old girl that has her whole life ahead of her. She's learning how to cook. Her mom's teaching her colloquialisms from the South. And she's just a special little girl. We have this two-year-old Willow, and she is now facing a battle that she should never have to face. But she is facing it. And Gidget Mullins, her mom, is by her side. And we have a team of people who have gotten started with helping Gidget and Willow. Their names are Jessica Kelly, Carissa Anderson, Christy Baker, and other co-workers there in East Limestone. And I want you to consider yourself part of this team to make a difference for two-year-old Willow. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Jessica Kelly and Christy Baker.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you.
I can't stress enough that we need the support for Gidget Mullins during this time. As a single mom raising two-year-old Willow, it's hard enough to raise a child. I have a seven-year-old. I was with her yesterday. I love being with my daughter, Cora. We have so much fun. I enjoy that time. When you're diagnosed with cancer as a child and you have a health battle like this, it changes the dynamic of the relationship, but it is one that Gidget and Willow will grow stronger together because of this. The love that they have for each other will be stronger because of this, because Willow needs her mom to be with her. And yes, Gidget has had a full-time job, and she's been able to serve the community, actually serving people with intellectual disabilities. But at this time, there will be some financial expenses and things that are needed for this family, as Gidget is determined, of course, to be there with her two-year-old daughter, Willow, and ride this thing out as Willow faces this leukemia battle. And Jessica or Christy, you can jump in and let's share how people can be a part of this effort.
Okay, I'm going to have Christy. She has her phone and the link.
So what we have done is, well, Carissa did, has started a GoFundMe page, because now St. Jude is going to take care of, you know, all the medical needs. But, you know, the light bill, you know, your mortgage, none of that goes away just because your child is sick. We Carissa has started a GoFundMe page, and it is entitled Willow's Leukemia Fight. We have shared it, you know, obviously on our page, and we are already at $1,710, which is amazing, because we have gotten donations, like I said, from people we don't even know, but they are determined to help Willow and Gidget, you know, through this time, and we're so grateful for a dollar, $5, if you can give more, you know. And obviously we covet, you know, most of all, prayers, thoughts going up for them, you know. But like you said, also financial support just to help them through this.
And I know that the current goal is $5,000, but I want people to understand, I want listeners to understand that that goal will increase. And right now we're looking at, as you said, just over $1,700. As we move forward, and we talked about in the first segment and even some in this, this is a long journey. And so the expenses that arise, whether it be the mortgage, utility bills, they will need more help moving forward.
Absolutely. You know, I can't imagine, you know, having to, you know, you step away from your job and you go up there and you sit there. I don't want her to have to worry about the day-to-day things that we worry about, because she, all her focus needs to be on Willow and their fight against cancer, because none of anything else matters until we get that little girl healthy. You know, we're already claiming victory over cancer, but we will have to go through the process.
Let's talk about that just for a minute, Jessica. When we talk about the everyday issues that we have as people, the things that seem to bring us down, there is nothing like the experience of having a child diagnosed with cancer, or when we start worrying about something that's important to us, as opposed to a person who now has a diagnosis with cancer, I really think it makes the problems that we think we have fairly insignificant in comparison.
Right. Oh, right. It's, yes, perspective. I mean, in a New York minute, things can change. And, you know, I've known several people, several families in my family that had medical issues, that had to declare bankruptcy. You know, this is, I don't want them to go through something like, no family should go through that for something that wasn't even caused on them. Just in general, focus should just be on Willow and Gidget's health, mental health, emotional, and of course the physical, because you can't have, you know, one without the other.
We want to make sure that everyone, again, knows about the fundraiser and how they can help. And Christy, if you'll give that link one more time for the GoFundMe.com,
sure.
Please.
The GoFundMe link, it's Willow's Leukemia Fight.
Willow's Leukemia Fight. Do you want to spell leukemia for our listeners?
I do. Oh, and the Willow's actually does have the apostrophe in it. So it's W-I-L-L-O-W apostrophe S. Leukemia is spelled L-E-U-K-E-M-I-A, and then the word fight. And you will recognize it because it is an adorable picture of Willow in a chef's hat and an apron cooking. And she has got her smile on full display. And it's organized. You can also confirm it, but it says it's organized by Carissa Anderson.
Well, I want you to know, Christy and Jessica, and even Carissa, who's not with us right now, as well as Gidget, that any one of you can reach out to me anytime you want to, and I'll try to help moving forward with this effort to help Willow. I'm here. I'm in your corner. There are a lot of other people I know who will do the same, and as people find out about Willow and what she's going through, that they'll want to help. But just know that the Mark White Show is here to make a difference and try to help as Gidget Mullins goes through this with her two-year-old daughter, Willow.
Yes, sir. And, you know, we talked last night. You know, I'm a Texas transplant, and we've been here for almost 9 years, and I'm just so impressed with the Limestone County community. Thank you so much, Mark.
We appreciate you so much and how fast you got behind Willow and Gidget and all you're willing to do for them. And we appreciate all your listeners as well, you know, for any prayers, thoughts, or support that they give.
Absolutely. Well, Jessica Kelly, Christy Baker, cousin to Bama Zach Green, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share about two-year-old Willow and her mom, Gidget Mullins. And we do offer our prayers to Gidget. And Gidget, if you're listening right now, just know that the Mark White Show is here to help. I want you to have everything that you need during this journey. I want you to be able to focus completely on your daughter, Willow, and that she recovers completely. And we're looking forward to that day where she rings the bell, where y'all celebrate no more chemo, and that she is able to live a full and complete life. And all of your friends are here to support you, as you can tell. And as I mentioned earlier, you have the support of so many friends. You have the support of a community. And just know that whenever you hit that dark point, whenever you feel like there's no one around, there are people who are there, and you can always reach out, and they'll always be there for you throughout this journey and beyond. So just know that, Gidget, and know that we're here to help. Folks, you've been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, where we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference. I hope that this show is making a difference in your life. If it is, I hope that you'll share this show with your friends, your neighbors, and your family members. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make a difference. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation can help save 4 COVID patients. So if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good and